All the themes of the readings today, you know, are leading us up to this Our Father. They talk about the Word, right? Just as the rain and snow come down and do not return till they've watered the earth and made it fruitful, so my Word, when it goes forth, it never comes back empty. Now part of that is this prayer. That, you see, the Word, Jesus, came among us, taught us how to pray, gave us the Holy Spirit so that we could call God Abba. And so the Word returns to Him. Now let's take a look at this Our Father. Every year, the church makes sure that we have at least one meditation on the Our Father. Starts off, you see, Our Father. Our Father. Here, only the Holy Spirit can open that up for us. You see? Now, the idea of calling God Father in this very phrase, this is a common Jewish phrase, Abinu Seba Shemayim. Abinu, Ab, hear it, Abinu Seba Shemayim. And that's fine, except that now we know that God is not just Father outside of Himself. He's Father within Himself. He generates a Son from all eternity. And it's that Son that is teaching us to say this. Now, as I pointed out before, in the Lucan version of the Our Father, we don't have Abinu Sheba Shemayim. We have Abba. When you pray, say Abba. Inviting us to share in Jesus' intimacy with the Father. And enter into this world, you see. Hallowed be thy name. That's from Ezekiel. May your name, the very expression of who you are, be so reverenced, with so love, such affection, such trust, such desire to obey. You see, yet may your name be hallowed. Father. Father. You see. Your kingdom come. That word kingdom in both Hebrew and Greek means the reign of God, the authority of God, and the territory. See, kingdom for us means like Monaco or, I don't know, some other kingdom. No, it means His reign. May your kingdom come. And let it be that you reign from some place. That's why Jesus speaks all the time about the kingdom, right? How many parables are about the kingdom? After that, all the talk of the rest of the New Testament is about Jesus. Because Jesus is that place from which God reigns. See, Jesus is that place, the source of mercy. See, may your kingdom come. We pray, Lord, that we all recognize who you are and worship you and love you and obey you. And obey you and how you tell us to relate to one another. You see, your will be done. Now, if the will of God is going to be done on earth, like it's done in heaven, who's going to do it? We are. We're praying that our lives and our hearts will be in harmony to the will of the Father. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, in heaven, there's no conflict. There's no laziness. There's no disobedience. The will is done. This enormous love of the Father is just the delight and sustenance of everybody there. That's what we pray for here. That kind of love and trust and enthusiasm. Your will be done. And the will of God is that we be saved and that the whole world be saved. Okay. And then God teaches us, pray for your bodily needs. Give us today our daily bread, whatever we need. It comes from God. It might come from God through the grocery store for us, because we live in a very technological world. But it comes from the earth. And God is the Lord of the earth. Give us this day our daily bread. The Lord, who needed daily bread himself. Jesus, the very eternal Son of God, had to eat bread every day. It's all right to pray for bread. You see? And forgive us our trespasses. Now, we use this old word. Is that the word in the text is ophelimata, which means our debts. The old Protestant translation had that straight. Because you see, the word in Aramaic for sin, this one, is hov. And hov means debt. When I sin, I'm in debt to God. And I can't pay it. He can release the debt. He can look at the blood of his Son and forgive me from anything. But when I sin, I'm in debt to God and I can't pay it. How many of our Lord's parables about forgiveness are about debt, right? The one we're going to have it soon, I'm sure. Peter was it, how many times do I have to forgive these guys? You know, seven? And Peter, Jesus says, Peter, 777777. Really? He says, well, the kingdom of God, like a king, and he had a servant, a minister, who owed him, and you know they don't even dare try to translate that phrase anymore. It's almost the national debt, you know what I mean? Well, that's what we owe God, and we can't pay it. So forgive us our debts, as we forgive those in debt to us. And actually the text says, can be read. It's an aphikomen, which is it's a part of speech anyway. Forgive us as we forgave. Whoa. Well, did I forgive? I'm asking God, hold me accountable the way I hold everybody else accountable. Well, if I don't hold anybody else accountable, I'm home free. But that takes work. Death to self, the power of the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't come overnight. But you see, forgive us our debts as we forgave our debtors. Well, you got to do better than I've done up to now, please God. But I'll keep trying. I have got to forgive. You see? And then, lead us not. Yeah, don't let us get into pirasmos. Now that can be, you know, cheating on your income tax, but the real pirasmos is the eschatological temptation to fall away from God. To free us from the temptation. I mean, you can see the years, the century almost, of neglect in this country. You know, it used to be such an honest place. I've said that before. You know, European businessmen would laugh at the honesty of Americans in business, you see. And then, now we're like everybody else. Maybe worse. You see? So, you see... But the temptation is to fall away. And there could be a lot of pressure. You see? And deliver us from the evil one. Apu tu punaruk, which can mean evil or the evil one. There is an eschatological temptation. Oh Lord, if we're around, please help us out. Okay. And now, our Lord gives up. You want all that to happen to you? You want all those prayers to be heard? He gives us one thing to do. If you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you. The only thing we have to do is forgive from our heart and keep at it till even our emotions go along with it. That's all we have to do. Everything else, give us our bread, forgive us our debts, all this other stuff. You know, don't let us get into the temptation. All taken care of if we do this one thing. Forgive each other.